We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting the two dots on top of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah that if the husband throws the get into his own house, even though the isha's on the bed, the halacha is that it's not megareshes. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav, Aloy Shonu El Mita Shloi. It's only if it's his mita. Aval mita Shloi, if she owns a mita and it's in his house, and you throw the get onto her mita, the loch is megarashas, because that's her kalim, and her kalim are kaina the get. Taina v'hachi, Rav Leza Omer, v'mita shaloi ain't megarashas, v'mita shaloi megarashas. His mita doesn't work, but if you throw onto her mita, it is megarashas. Freyti Gemara, v'mita shaloi megarashas, it's kalim shaloi keach v'shashmaychu. We know that it's machloikis m'sechtes v'abasha, if kalim of the lekeach could be koina, even though it's sitting in the shushmeicher, because pashas, anything sitting on the shushmeicher is bottled to the shushmeicher, and if it's subordinate to the shushmeicher, so it can't make kinya for me. It's machlekes about that. Some argue on that, but it's machlekes. If it's a first a brisa and a deek from a mishnah that mita shalah would work, so it should be a kasha on the man the yama holds that kalim shalkeach shushmeicher is not koina. Sham you know kalim shalkeach shushmeicher koina lekeach sounds like a koina. So tomorrow, no, it's not a raya. Why? Because here, this mita shalah that would be kaino, it's tricha the gavaya asara. It's 10 tvachim off the ground. If it's 10 tvachim off the ground, it can't be bottle to the reshus of the meicher because it's chelik reshus la'atzmai, it's mechash v'makim, and therefore, it won't be bottled to reshus meicher. Break the Gemara,
even if it's in his house?
Even if it's in his house, yeah, even if it's in his house, if it's not going to be bottled to his karka, if it's 10 tvachim high. Va'ika Mokoim kare, lemaisa, the legs are on the floor, and so therefore it's bottled from there, it starts from there, it's bottled from there. So my answer is, mokoim kare lekapti inchi. A person is not makbid if the legs of the bed are in his house, and therefore, because he can still be mishtamish under it, so it's not considered, it's impeding his mishtamishes of his house. And anything above 10 tefachim already is above the 10 tefachim. It's a different makim, and it's not bottled to the makim anymore. Like Taisa speaks out, maybe dafka by ishtoi, he'll say that the chol apachas by ishtoi v'chein by avim mita. At least by this case where there's enough avim mita work under it, and it's isha, you're not makbid on that makim. And we'll see, like in the next sugya, that's clear. If you're not makbid on the person keeping the kalim there, then kuli yama moida that kalim shalakeach is kaino. As long as there's no hakpada, then an ekonami will definitely work. The machlekes is where you have no permission to put it there, no specific permission, or there's no stoma permission to put it there. So there, it becomes bottled to the shus meicher. So he was saying the mita, which maybe you would be makbid technically, it's 10 tefachim high, and the legs are they're within 10 tefachim that you're not makbid on because you still can be mishtamish with the house with that makim. And the Gemara is going to go further with such idea. Because it says vayter in the Mishnah that if you throw l'seicheka into her lap or l'seichkalsa into her basket, the reason megareshes. The Mishnah says megareshes. And here again, l'chayra amai. Why are you kind of when you throw into her basket? It's kalov shalakeach v'shmeichu. It's the kalov of lekeach that's shushmeicha. Her basket was a help. Mice is sitting in the shushmeicha. So how is it kind of? And basically, the question is, it's machlekes and ma'avasra. Even though we have all these truths, and we'll see, Taisa speaks out, could we be paskin that it is kaina? Just the kash is it a raya from here? The chariot's a raya from here. Caleb's a Caleb's shmeicha. Should be a raya, the Caleb of the kech, be Caleb's shmeicha. Amrav Yudam Shmuel, you know what the case of the basket is? Kagoyin Shay Shakoso Tuluyaba. It was hanging from her. Since it's hanging from her, so therefore, it's not considered sitting in the chatzah, it's hanging from her. And that's not going to be bottled to the chatzah. Anything hanging from her is not going to be bottled to the chatzah. Therefore, we'll be able to make a kinyan. This basket could make a kinyan for the isha. The kosa was hanging from her. Rav Shimon Malakash Amar, Keshura Avavishayin Tluya. Rav Shimon Malakash is a kula. You don't have to actually be hanging, which means hanging off the ground. It's enough if it's tied to her. If it's tied to her, also you can't say that's bottled to the karka. It becomes more like her yad, and therefore it's kaina, even though it's sitting on the ground, because this is tied to her, that's enough. It doesn't have to be tluya. Ravada bahava amak goin. So we already have two truths. Either teretz is it's tluya, or it's tied, kshura, the third mahalach. Ravada bahava amak, and she says, kol sa menachas la ben yarchasah. the basket was sitting between her legs. And like Rashi explains, anyway, that place was cornered. Anyway, the person that makbid, wherever she's sitting, therefore, her keli sitting there, it's like in her ishos, it's not a hakpada, and therefore, it is kainah. So that was the third mahalach.
I think it was similar to the Gemara yesterday with Dinu Dvarim. Yeah. Can't just say what the words give away.
Right.
If it's Ben Yarkasel,
right.
If it's
Rishos, right.
How does he give her the rights to take it?
He didn't. He was already Mestama. No, there's no hakpada. It's nothing to do with the giving. You don't get giving Rishos. The kidding is happening with the keli, not with the chatzah. There's no akpada. If you know that like we spoke out, this is then that the homachalik is by kevs or kevs is only if there's a akpada. Like in Spaskin Shulchan Aruch, like this, the Fidah Mechaber, at least, that if you have Rishus to put it there, then the halach is koinah. It's your kelim. Your kelim are doing the kinyan, not the chatzah. Just if you have Rishus to keep it there, then it's not bottled to the Rishus Meicher. So here, we're saying you have Rishus to sit here, you're not makbar on the mokim where she's sitting, therefore she could make a kinyan with the kalsa. Now, a fourth mahalach, from Sharshavar of Dim Yomagan Shahol, who are your baila moicha kalsas? The fourth mahalach is that the case was the husband was someone who sold baskets. And Rashi has a kach in a makbid al makim, which is the bias the kach. He has a special house full of baskets, and he doesn't care putting a basket there. It's supposed to have baskets there. Some say even more that it looks good for him. He sells baskets, he has a bigger stock, it looks even better. So therefore, he's not makbid for her to keep her kolsa there, her basket there, and therefore, if you throw it into the basket, it will be a good kinyan from their basket made kinyan. It won't be considered a problem of Caleb Shalakev, which is Maicha. Why? Because he's not makbid. So we had four mahalchim ready. Either it was Taluya, Kashura, Munachas Ben Yerchasel, or Baila Maicha Kalsas. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Makam Cheka Konula, Makam Kalsa Konula. Her Makam Cheka is Konula, Makam Kalsa Konula. What does that mean? That they can make kinyan for her. What's pshat? I'm a rabbi. My time with Rabbi Yechonon. Because the person never makbid on the makam kalsa. The husband always lets her keep her basket there and her cheka there. Now Tosis asks, what does it mean cheka? The whole discussion was a kalsa, but her lap, that's like her yad. Look at Tosis of makam cheka. Tosis has a kashim. Tosis pshita. The cheka have a mamish ki yodos. What does it mean? There are Yechonon saying the cheka is kind of law. Kalsa, why can't makbid? We're not makbid. It's your yad. Rabbi Yechon really holds that you need kshura and tluya. It has to be hung. So here we're talking about that the beged of her bottom of her dress was sitting on the floor. Let's say she's sitting on the floor. She is sitting on the floor. And her dress is in between her legs. It's also sitting on the floor. You throw something to get onto that beged that's sitting on the floor. L'chari, that's kelov shalakeach. Because it's not her yad. It's not her yad. It's sitting. It's a nigreris on the floor. And he holds you need tluya. The chiddush here is because you're not makbid, that's why it's kalila. See, that's inside. And we read the Rabbi Yechonon kashura v'tluya b'ayi. Umayri kashab begadel negrorim ba'aretz. It's schlepping on the ground. V'hashto yilav taima the mokum cheke kalila lo yhava mahani midi. Kivan the ena kashura v'tluya, since it's not kashura v'tluya, and therefore you have to have this vart of ena makbid. Taina mehachi. We have a raya to Rabbi Yechonon's pshat. Because he looked at a braisa. Anything like a kolsa is a migrashos. What does that mean? Kol davar shu kolsa lasui mai. What does that mean? Anything that's like a basket. Lasui taska dochlo v'tamri. Her little bag that she keeps her tamri and she eats her tamri out of that bag. So what are we saying? Since we're comparing like kol davar shu kolsa, we're trying to say is that anything that a person that makbid on. So then you can be kind. Like Rashi says, Taina Mahachi, the Mashun, the Inna Makbaru, Midiktori, I behold Dova, Shukkosa, Shukkosa, Tashu Thomas, Shamakas Ishtar, Shakbase, I'm a nasty, as clear as Fisha Katanim, Ima Machnisa. When you marry a lady, you have in mind to allow her anything she needs, the normal life, normal way of life, where you have baskets and you have food and you have this, that, all those things you're not Makbaran. And again, like we spoke out, even though there was a bunch of truths, it would sound like we're trying to say Caleb Shalakeach is not kain, it's not a right. That Tosfos Dermas Gagoyin speaks out. He says, Tifshoit Ipcha, Medatarzi Kol Hane Meroyi, so it should be a raya. So Tosfos says, no, they're almost safkalhu. Just saying, don't bring a raya from here. Or he tainas that maybe by get it's different, even though usually maybe Caleb Shalakeach is kind of Shishmaicha, maybe by get the Rechaka Kaasi, maybe like Kaani, you have to come onto this Terutzim that the husband is not Makbid on the Makkim, and therefore it is Kaina, your basket will be Kaina. Zokhtanu Mishnah. He goes over to Isha and says, here, I have for you a nice star chayv. Or a different, entirely different case. She sees a paper behind him and she picks it up and Kairan, she sees a get. Or when she reads the star chayv, she sees a get. The halacha is ain a get at yomer la hagitech. It's not a get until you say hagitech. Here's a get. Nosam v'yada gave her a get to Yishayna. She's sleeping. Nura, she wakes up. Kairan, she reads the very gita. Ain a get at yomer la hagitech. It's not a get until you say hagitech. Mavuyer in the Mishnah that you have to tell her hagitech. That's the only way it works. Taisvis in different maskla ena at the end of Taisvis asks. We know they can megarish Yisha v'akarcho. So why do you have to tell her that's a get? Zog Taisvis at the end of Einoi, afapi de Yisha megarishes v'akarcho, mekal mokim tzarech loyma lo hegitech. So it's a hegitech. V'arei avantaris chal adam. Why? She teida, she megarishes. She knows she megarishes. Let's take chazeres. The bin she meshach me chazeres. Sad thing with Taisvis, the reason you have to tell hegitech she should know. She has to leave. It's part of the halacha. That's meshach me chazeres that she shouldn't come back. Therefore, she has to know it's a get. That's what you have to say, hagitech.
Can it be afterwards?
It could be afterwards. But ain't it hagitech? What?
What
ain't
get in this case?
It says clearly, ain't it get? Actually, you ain't hagitech. Even afterwards, we'll see in the Gemara about this. But
no, the Mishnah says.
Right, ain't it get? Actually, you ain't hagitech. Please say hagitech, which could be later on. We'll see the Gemara more. You can say it later on, hagitech. You could say it later on. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says you could say it later on, and we'll see. There's the Mechlekes Tanaim in the Gemara about that. So Tais learns the reason we have to say hagitech is shemim shalach and chazaras. The Rashba learns a little different that there's a limud in Sifri from v'nosam biyodav shulchan mebeisa. It says v'kan that you have to say that hagitech. It's like a drasha alxeres kasef. And the truth is, there's a Gemara on daf nambeisam and on heyam and alf that we learned together. And on heyam and alf it says, Omar la edim ru'u getzeh shani noisla. You tell edim, look, have a get. V'chazav amal la kinti star chayv zeh harezim megareshes. First Mishnah, that works. So what's going on over here? So if you're a Rashba, it's good. Rashba says, you have to say Hagitech. It doesn't have to be Dafka Isha. It could be anyone. Today, Edom was good also. But if you Taisa learns B'shach Mechazeres, what do you do? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, in Shulchan Aruch, and bring that as Halacha, the Ramah says that the Edom have to tell her afterwards that it's a get. It's part of the Halacha also. And that Halacha, that's Kapas Shulchan Aruch, on Daf Nunhei, it says in Shulchan Aruch there, that the Edom should tell her that it's a get. But let's see, the Gemara will discuss, what does it help saying Hagitech afterwards? And so on and so forth. But first, the Gemara is going to talk about the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah says, Kiddush Shtar Chayiv Zeh, Oishim and Tzosim Ha'achayiv. That the case was that she found a piece of paper behind him, and she read it, and it was a get. Halach is not a get until you say Hagitech. Where's the Nesina? Zot the Gemara, Ki Omer lo Hagitech, Ma Hava, Hava, Tli Gitech, Ma Karka. It's her, Tli Gitech, Ma Karka. Va Omer Rava, Tli Gitech, Ma Karka. If you tell Aisha, take the get off the Karka, Lo Yama Klum, Yirin Nesina. So tomorrow, she took it out of, it was tucked into his belt from behind, and she took it out of his belt, so she's taking it from him. Frank Demar is still not good. Shafasa Nami, it's good he's not the ground, but Habinim and Asim Viyada. But like it, you didn't see But Tricha, the Arak Locharatse Vishafase, he maneuvered his body towards her to say, take this from my back. So that was called the Nasina. And the only reason why it's not good is because he didn't say Hagitech. But Be'etzem is a good Nasina. And being a raya that the case is it wasn't found on the floor. So you see the second case is shofasim achayrov. That's the raya. That's not a case off the floor. Came from his back, and we have to say it's aruk lecharze also. He maneuvered his body there also. But really, gita and again, yom lahagitech. Divi Rabbi. So that's that. When the bride speaks tainam achi, it's also bring a chaykas also. So it says if you say kitzur star chayv, or you say or she took it from his back. The halacha is not a get until you say hagitech. Divrei Rabbi. Shemir lozo imer lo'olam ainay get lo'olam ainay get achi yitlenu a man of yachzadon lo. It's not enough to say hagitech later on. You have to say b'shas the nesina. You have to take back the get and give it back. Because Shemir lozo holds that you have to say b'shas the nesina. It's not enough to say it afterwards. So achi yitlenu a man of yachzadon lo v'yim lo hagitech. The same halacha is by a case like this, like the second half of the Mishnah. Nostu v'yada. He put it into her hand. She's sleeping. Ne'uro, she woke up. V'kayin, she reads it. Very good. That's a get. Ain't a get. Atchi yomer lo hagitech. Divrei Rabbi. V'shem v'lo zoymer. Atchi yitlanu amedo. V'yachsi v'yitlanu lo. V'yomer lo hagitech. V'lo says no. You have to take it back and give it to her. So we have his machlekes. We have it twice in both cases of Mishnah. We have machlekes. And what's the tzricha? I have to say the machlekes in both cases. Why? If you say in the first case where you said kinshas darchayv or shlofas macharav, but he called my Rebbe. There, Rebbe says that if you say hagidich later on, it's enough. Why? Because the ma'isa b'shas when I gave it to nevasa gushihi, she was someone who I gave him a garish b'shas ma'isa. I have not somebody other yishena, but if she give it to her while she's sleeping, the la b'asa gushihi, she's not royal to be becoming garishes at that time. That's not a good nesina because he gave it to her b'shas when she was sleeping. Now, what's wrong? Why while she's sleeping is not a good get? So Ran says the reason is because it's not mishtamer ledaita, because it's not being watched correctly. And therefore, she's not a bas gerushin. So Fi Rebbe, it must be a chiz. Give it to her when she's not a bas gerushin. And still, later on, the hagidich works. And if you said, a second case, because she's sleeping, it's good enough. But upon him, you see, if Rebbe holds the mindset that hagidich works later on, even though it wasn't a good get, Shas Maisa. This is a big raya that there's no tligit of karka. If you have a good nesina, even if it's not being chal then, it's not called tligit of karka. And there's another raya source of them, Tanai. Every time the Gemara before Tanai, that it's a get, until you give me 200 zuz. So, one man says, when you give 200 zuz, it'll be chal to get. When there's no nesina anymore. Tarot says, no, I gave a good nesina, and then later on I can fix up the fine details, and it'll be chal from then, later on. Still, it's good enough. It doesn't have to be the Shas Asina, that's Rabbi Shita, and Taka, we have like that idea by Tanai and other places as well. So, to Gemara Baita. This is another stickle Gemara about Kinyi Chotzer here. There's another way to Kinyi Chotzer. You own your Eved. Your Eved is yours. It's like a piece of karka. So, if you put the get, if the husband gives the get to the Eved, the Chorot should be Kinyi Chotzer. So, Rava qualifies that Halacha. I'm a Rava. Cost of law get, the husband already get, and Asnu Biyad Avda. Put it into her Eved's hand. If the Eved is sleeping, Yashon Umishmarta, and she is watching her Eved, Harez a get. It's a good get. Because there, she is, it's a get, it's a Chatz HaMashtamar, it's Ladaita. It's a Chatz HaMashtamar that's being Mashtamar for her, being watched for her. Near, but if the Eved is awake, ain't a get. To have the Chatz HaMashtamar, it's Ladaita. Because he's watching himself without, no one, not for himself. And therefore, it's called a Chatz HaMashtamar, it's Ladaita. It's a walking chotzer. Like we know from Daf Chaf Aleph in Masechet Gittin, the chotzer malech is not kaina. We spoke at then two different pshatim. Why? Either Rashi says chotzer malech is not called mishtamer enough because it moves, or because it's not doim to yad like Taisus says over there. It's not doim to yad, and we know chotzer mishum yad, and this is not doim to yad chotzer malech. So therefore, it's not kaina. Chotzer malech is like kaina. And listen to my share there, why is not there to Yad? Yad also walks. I and Sham listen to that share in the Chaval. Back upon him. V'chotzim alechaz l'ikona. V'chi teima yoshon shiny. I'm going to say, am I still sleeping? He's not chotzim alechaz. V'om Rava, kol she'ilu mahalach l'ikona. I'm reish with l'ikona. Rava says that if it can move, it's not kind even if it's standing in one place. Rava's talking about a ship. If fish jump the ship, it's not a king chotzim because a king chotzim moves. That chotzim moves. That sphina moves. So here, this Eved moves, so it doesn't help if he's sitting. So Mara says, Ela b'kafus, has to be that he was tied up. The hilchus of b'kafus, the halach is that he has to be kafus and he has to be sleeping, and then you have alamailis. It's not called a mahalach, it's not called mishtamerish shaloy l'daita, and that's how you do kinyachatz with Eved if he's sleeping and he's kafus.